The Holy Gospel for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost comes from St. Mark, the 7th chapter. When the Pharisees gathered to Jesus with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written? This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is Corban, that is given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our gospel lesson, we hear Christ admonishing the Pharisees. He sees them judging the disciples eating with supposedly dirty hands. They see themselves as pure and holy. They look down on the disciples because they feel that they are doing God's will. And they are so caught up in the tradition of men, they are confusing it with God's will. They think that washing in certain basins and telling men it is better to donate to God instead of helping their parents was what was God pleasing. They thought tithing everything was better than helping their neighbor. They thought praying for all to see would show their piety instead of doing it in private. Hypocrisy of the Pharisees is pretty unbelievable. We can look at these Pharisees and see how wrong they were, how far they had strayed from the true faith. Yet, we are the same people. And we have traditions and perceptions that blind us to God's grace and cause us to unrightfully judge instead of loving as Christ has loved us. You are those Pharisees. You make traditions where you judge. You have traditions on the way you expect people to act, dress, and behave. You see someone doing something the wrong way in church, and we scoff. You see someone that might dress a little differently and make judgments. And you might see the actions in others at church, and you look down upon them for what they're doing. But this doesn't just happen at church. The way you look at people and see them as unclean, you see the beggars, you see the drug addicts, you see the degenerates and the destitute, and you look down. And I know because I just did that this week. Instead of giving the gospel, I just didn't have time for that person. I didn't think they were worth my time. Which, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. Here was a young man who approached me pretending to need gas money and said he could supply me with some drugs if I needed them. I assumed he was too far gone. I thought the gospel wouldn't help him, so I just said no thanks and went home. So I have done it. And we judge other people, and we take one glance, and we say, "Nope, that's okay." And we saw something we thought we weren't and wanted no part of it. And here's the kicker. The very people you judge is like looking into that mirror. You are condemning yourselves. The disappointment, the anger, the disapproval is all being put back on you. You see, this is how the Lord sees us. In His perfection, none of us is worthy. None of us act right. None of us are reverent. We are all filthy. We are all outcasts. We are all lepers. And we are all sinners. And this is what Jesus was trying to do with these Pharisees. He was pointing out their hypocrisy. Yes, to make them feel guilty and show them that they aren't perfect. But it was also to point them that they needed a Savior. I hope that me calling you out on your hypocrisy points you to your Savior as well. Because it certainly does for me. That we are all in need of a Savior. And that is indeed why Jesus Christ came. He came to break these traditions of men, to free us from our self-imposed chains. These chains of perception and expectations that only cause us to falter. Christ came to show that we are all in the same boat. We all deserve to drown. But He will give us new life. Christ came for that guilt you have now. He came for the unwanted, the unloved, the dirty, the wretched, because that is in fact who needs saving. He didn't come for the righteous man, but for the unrighteous. Came for you. He is the righteous man, God's only Son, who carried all our sin to the cross. He came to clean all of us because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He paid for every judgmental thought and wicked sin. He came to completely change our nature. You are not like the Pharisees because you see your sin. You see your faults, but you realize that they are no longer yours. He has taken them. He has taken them from you, and He has paid for them. Cross. And you will falter, and you will sin again. But you are baptized. You are baptized. The fact that you have been baptized means your nature has been changed. Yes, you still have that old Adam who continually and constantly wants to sin and judge others, but you have the new Adam, Jesus Christ, within you. You have died and risen. You are now a child of God. When you hold that mirror up to you, know that Christ is that reflection that you now see. For this is what the Father sees when He looks upon you. He sees not filth, He sees not hypocrite, not sinner, but His perfect Son. Here on the altar, He gives you Himself. He gives you the New Testament, His blood, which is for the forgiveness of sins. You eat His body, knowing you are grafted to His body, just like we heard in the epistle, where husband and wife become one. He, our husband, and us, the church, His wife, are now one body. Here you are the sick and sinful, and He gives you respite and peace. You are forgiven and reminded that you are still His. He has not forsaken you, nor has He abandoned you, but lives within you, renewing you each day. The Son came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He came to save you. He also came to save those that we have looked down on, or those that we have looked at with disgust. Their filth may be more apparent, but is no less than yours. And this is something that I pray that we are continually reminded of. Those people are us. We are those people. And His love and forgiveness is for these people, and it is for you. He has broken our traditions of men and dissolved them with the cross. His desire is everyone repents and finds solace and forgiveness in Him. He comes to you in baptism, word, and sacrament to free you from the lies of the old Adam, the devil, and the world, from the lies that some of us are holier than others. He came to show us that He is the Holy One, and only through Him, the Holy of Holies, is opened to us. The Lord has washed you clean by the blood of the Lamb. The Lord has forgiven your sins, whether you feel like the unclean or the Pharisee. This is the new tradition that He instituted, that He comes to you in every baptism. He comes to you in His Word. He comes to you in the Lord's Supper to remind you that you are His, and no matter how sinful you are forgiven. He has purchased you with His blood, and you are His own. You are children of God. Go in peace. Amen.